It's the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Manoush Zomorodi. The other day, I went grocery shopping.
I wanted to find, aha,
on my list, the usual. Milk, fresh produce.
So we've got beautifully stacked broccoli rabe. We've got fresh loose carrots.
Usually, I like to get in and out of the store as fast as possible.
It looks pretty good.
But this time, I brought a new friend with me.
In grocery stores, oftentimes in the produce section, you see this, like, piles.
This is Dana Gunders.
And it makes us feel like everything's abundant.
Yes, a bounty.
And that sort of makes us want to buy more.
Yeah.
Right?
She's a mom and a grocery shopper, too. She's also one of the country's top experts on food waste.
Around the world, we waste about a third of all of our food. It's $1 trillion worth of food and about 1 billion meals every day.
And Dana says it's not just big portions in restaurants or unsold inventory in grocery stores. It's us.
We as consumers are the largest source of food going to waste in the U.S. So if we don't start to work on this as individuals, we will not make a real dent in this problem.
So how do we do a better job using the food we buy? Well, it starts right here in the produce aisle.
This is a lot of cilantro. If I'm going to make guacamole for my family, I mean, I'm not going to put all of this in there. And I feel like it always ends up at the bottom of the drawer, wilted.
I have to tell you, cilantro is like my nemesis. Like of everything in this aisle. This is one of those products where they are packaging it in a way that typically can lead to waste in homes. I actually store them in a jar of water in my refrigerator. And I find it helps like double, triple the amount of time that cilantro can last. So that's one tip. And with some herbs, people will chop them up and put them into ice trays.
Oh.
And fill those ice trays with oil.
Uh-huh.
And then you have kind of like a little cooking block that you can use. And part of it is just coming up with recipes that, you know, will use cilantro in the time that you have it.
Just then, another shopper reached past us for some parsley.
Yeah, go on for it. What are you going to make?
Shrimp scampi.
Oh. Do you think you're going to use all of that parsley?
Oh, God, yeah.
Really?
Are you going to make it tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, you have a plan here.
7:30, 8 o'clock.
But also, he's shopping for the day. Like, one of the things that's really challenging is that some people shop for the whole week or even 2 weeks if they're in a rural area where it's hard to get to a store and it can make it harder.
Do you have any idea, like, of the money that, like, the typical American family spends every month on groceries, what percentage of that ends up being wasted?
Yeah. Our estimate is that the average household of four is throwing out over $200 a month in food that they never eat.
$200 a month?
Yeah, so that's pretty crazy.
So you're talking like, that's a big percentage of potentially their food budget that is just going in the garbage.
Somewhere around $50 a person that we could be spending on food that we never eat.
Wow.
I wish people would stop and take a moment to really appreciate what it takes to get food to our plates, because I think if they did, they wouldn't be so quick to throw it out.
Most of us don't realize that our global food system has 5 times the greenhouse gas footprint compared to the entire aviation industry. And we all contribute to it every day. Think of last night's dinner that you swore you'd heat up, or that bag of lettuce that you forgot was in your fridge. All the food we end up tossing turns into a problem for the planet and our wallets. But there are solutions. And so today on the show, the Great Food Rescue. Ideas about getting more food onto people's plates and less of it into landfills. From the farm to the grocery store to your local restaurant and your kitchen. Which brings us back to Dana Gunders. She's now the president of an organization called ReFed, a nonprofit that helps businesses waste less food. And she was one of the first people to sound the alarm about food waste.
For the past 15 years, I have been obsessed with the amount of food we waste. This makes me like the last person anyone wants to have dinner with.
Here's Dana Gunders on the TED stage.
Inevitably, we're sitting there at the end of the meal. They're pushing food around their plate they don't want to eat. And they're looking at me with some awkward excuse. And I say, look, we can't eat our way out of this. This is a systems problem, and it's just way too big. From science experiments in the back of our refrigerators to truckloads of product that are too close to some arbitrary expiration date, globally, 1 billion meals go uneaten every single day. That's more than a meal per person for everyone on this planet who faces hunger. Now, I know it's not obvious why food waste would have such a big climate impact, so let me explain. First, landfills. Landfills are the third largest source of methane in the U.S., and almost 60% of that methane is coming from food rotting. And as big as that is, it's dwarfed by the huge amount of energy and resources it takes to grow, harvest, transport, cool, cook food, and get it to our tables. And there's an even larger reason, and that's land use. We are looking ahead at a future in 2050 where it's projected we'll need about 50% more food than we had in 2010. And the question is, where is that food going to come from? Are we going to cut down more rainforests to grow it, or are we going to use the food that we already have? Researchers estimate about 20% of that gap could be met by simply wasting less.
It's interesting. Growing up, it was always clean your plate because there's not enough food for everyone around the world. It was almost a moral imperative. But here we are, several decades later, and it's shifted. It's now a climate issue.
Yeah, it's interesting. We are now wasting more food than we did 40, 50 years ago. Actually, one estimate is that we waste about 50% more food now than we did in the 1970s.
Wow.
And you know, our attitudes have really changed. I think our lives have gotten busier. We have a lot more working parents now, and so less time to prepare food, plan how we're eating. Convenience has become a much bigger priority. And when you stop and think about it, there are people that are hungry in the world. We have enough food for them. Like, why and how are we throwing food out? It is just the dumbest problem, right? And a lot of it just comes down to going back to the basics. Overall, fixing food waste is not rocket science. At ReFed, the organization where I work, that is entirely dedicated to reducing the amount of food we waste, we have identified over 80 solutions that can help. Many of them are about prevention, about making sure that extra food does not occur in the first place, which is really our priority because prevention gives you the most bang for buck, both environmentally and financially. After that, we look at donating food, and only when that's been exhausted, at feeding it to animals, composting it, or other recycling methods. There are so many successful examples out there of these solutions. One is Too Good To Go. It's an app that restaurants and grocery stores can use to discount product at the last minute before they might otherwise throw it out. Businesses, they get extra revenue. Customers score a deal, and it has spread like wildfire. Now in 17 countries, they saved over 100 million meals last year alone. From a different angle, there's Compass Group. It's the largest food service company in the world. And they are busy trying a lot of unsexy things, like tracking their waste, experimenting with smaller containers on buffets, or offering different size portions so that there's a smaller option if you, say, don't want a massive burrito. They've had a lot of success across the world, even decreasing waste up to 50% in some of their largest sites.
I think one of the things, certainly when it comes to climate, is people feel like, well, you know, little old me, if I do one thing, really, what difference does it make? How do you explain to people that they should pay more attention to how they buy food, how they cook it, how they serve it, how they make sure that they use it?
I think one of the most important things is to not be all or nothing. You know, if you do a little bit better at managing your food and you one night a week make a choice to, you know, use what you have instead of getting takeout, even if you're kind of tired, that literally can avoid that food from going to a landfill and emitting methane, right? So it is a very direct line from that food to greenhouse gas emissions. And it doesn't need to be perfect. You can, if you do 10% better, if you do 20% better, that's going to make a difference.
Here are five tips that you can try to manage your food better in your own life. First, shopping. Shopping is really where we commit to food, and so we need to be careful not to overbuy. Old school things like shopping lists and meal planning really help. And let me be clear, frozen pizza and takeout are totally legit as part of your plan. Next, as I tell my friends at the end of dinner, love your leftovers. They are the only true free lunch, and when you get sick of them, you can move on to number three, which is freeze your food. Your freezer is like a magic pause button, and so many things can be frozen that you don't think of. Bread, milk, cheese, and that half jar of pasta sauce you didn't use. Next, use it up. In my house, this looks like my husband eating that peanut butter and jelly sandwich for dinner. But for you, it might be whipping up a stir fry with whatever veggies are wilting in your fridge. Whatever it is, be sure to shop your fridge before you restock it. And lastly, learn your labels. Best Buy and Enjoy Buy are really just guesstimates of when food is at its best. They're not an indication that it's gone bad. So be sure to use your senses before you toss things. These strategies are not earth-shattering. They're things that many of our parents and grandparents did. And you can be sure that my son is learning them as well. Because as we tackle this massive climate crisis, reducing food waste really is the low-hanging fruit. But no matter how sustainably we grow that fruit, it's only a good use of resources and nutrition if we all do our part to make sure that it actually gets eaten. Thank you.
That was Dana Gunders. She's the president of the nonprofit ReFed and the author of The Waste-Free Kitchen Handbook, a guide to eating well and saving money by wasting less food. You can see her talk at TED.com. On the show today, The Great Food Rescue. I'm Anoush Zomorodi, and you're listening to the TED Radio Hour from NPR. We'll be right back.